and I worked at Welling the old Welling department store, which was just a wooden sort of building. We didn't have any of canteen or anything like that. But then we had another building which moved a bit further over, and then eventually that went, and it is now John Lewis, the building.
So what was your job when you started?
I was trained, I worked in the order office, and I used to go every Saturday morning to train there as a telephonist.
And was that the job that you'd gone for originally, to train as a telephonist?
I only did relief. I went and stayed in the order office with a Mr. Dockery, and there was a travel agent in there in the Welling department store then, coal office, jewellers, and the food hall. And we still had the food hall when we first went to where now John Lewis's are, but then that was all done away with.
So what?
I was there when I was at the Welling stores, which is now, as I say, John Lewis's. Norton's grinding wheel used to hoist a bucket up or something to warn you that the Germans were coming. Can't really remember what it was. They used to hoist it on top of their building. They used to hoist this bucket up to warn. As I say, no siren, you know, if there was they were coming and no siren had gone. Well, we didn't have, like they have tea breaks now, we just sort of, there was a canteen for us, but we didn't go for a cup of tea, more or less we sat where we were and had it in there. And there was, at the order office was one side of Welling department store, as you go in the main door. It was two archways, and the coal office and the travel agents was one side, and the order office was the other side. When I was in the order office, we used to take the orders for the travellers that the travellers brought in, and then the department would take them round to the departments, and the departments used to deliver to the loading bay.
So whereabouts did the travellers go to or come from?
Well, they came from all over. I think Shaw, one of them used to come on a little three-wheeled bike, I know. I think it was Shaw, I can't remember. Then there was a Mrs. Catlin of something green. She always used to come in. And you'd never believe it, they used to deliver about 3 pennyworth of cat's meat. We used to have to buy a docket out for it.
Really?
Yeah.
So how many of you would have been working in the order office?
There was about 6 of us. Because I was only one of the juniors then.
And how long were you there for?
I was there till I was about 17, I think, from 14 to 17. And then I went to Danish Bacon in Broadwater Road.
And what were you doing there?
National machine operator and relief telephonist. Again, I didn't like being on my own in a room. I had to go over to Welling department store every Saturday morning. You never got paid for anything. But you had to train to be a telephonist over there. And I can remember my mum buying me a posh coat, and I was only allowed to wear it whenever I went over there. I grew out of it in the end and never wore it hardly in there. And in Welling department store, I don't know if people noticed, they used to have a set of 4 lights all scattered around the shop. If they wanted whichever boss it was they wanted, you used to have to remember to put those lights on, that set of lights.